It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Edson. Welcome, everyone, to Sinner's Sunday. Seems everyone and everything these days has a mission statement, huh? You notice them everywhere. Fast food joints, supermarkets, coffee places, dry cleaners, veterinarians. It's endless. And they're usually pretty stupid and written by someone who shouldn't be writing, but they do it anyway. And so they read like homework or a term paper. Taco joints that say stuff like,
"Our mission is to provide nutritious, delicious comestibles derived from a cuisine and culture we both respect and celebrate, with access to all on a timely and cost-effective basis for our guests to enjoy, regardless of age, gender, race, sexual preference, religion, belief system, choice of footwear, synthetic or natural fiber garments, body style, blah, blah, blah."
Wouldn't it be easier and clearer and more fun if they just said, "We aim to make the best tacos. Period." But no, the mindless drones, the suits, had to extract not only the flavor out of the product, but the fun as well. Take something as basic and enjoyable as a hard-shell taco and slather it with politics and buzzwords and bullshit. Of course, for the few remaining non-corporate mom-and-pop taco places out there, they don't need a mission statement. They just make great tacos. Or not. And people either buy them or not. Pretty simple. Mission statements are what happens when MBAs try to meddle in the creative side of business. They should stick to production and scaling and logistics. Leave the fun stuff to the fun people. So what's the mission statement of Sinner's Sunday? Long before there were restaurant chains, there were church chains, corporate God providers. And organizations will always extract the fun out of any endeavor because their sole mission is the survival of the corporation. And that's what multiple Christian churches have done to that big, sandal-wearing, wisecracking, fist-fighting, Nazarene son of God, Jesus T. Christ. The T is for truth, don't you know? Over the centuries, they have taken that original fun dude and chopped, channeled, and powder-coated him into something so far from the original as to be virtually unrecognizable. So besides hanging out here at the chapel every other Sunday for some icy suds and hot barbecue, digging on the sounds of Brother Dre over there and the luscious lariettes, our primary mission is to sandblast all the layers of Bondo and gunk off of JC and restore him to his original glory as the coolest, smartest, most fun guy who ever lived. As regular listeners know, we're into simplicity here. At the Sinner's Sunday Chapel, we have no robes or rituals. We don't care how you dress or what you do for a living or where you're from. All we're really about is where we're all going, because going we are. And we will make this journey together as fun and good travel companions. Or not. The JC was always on the move. He and his crew never stopped touring. They were bold and brave and somehow got through every adventure. Isn't that what we all crave? Every day a new adventure, surrounded by friends and or family we love, and that love is back? Somehow, like the mission statement writing MBAs, the corporate God providers have removed all the fun from JC and his adventures and made the whole shebang as serious and dull as a mission statement. So while we don't have a mission statement, hell, we don't even have electrical service here. There's an old Honda generator outside running the lights in this place. Part of our mission is to rediscover that fun. Besides not doing any rituals here, we also don't adhere to any kind of a calendar. We sort of cherry-pick whatever we want to explore. And recently, one of the best-known gospels was read around the world, and that was the famed Loaves and Fishes one, or as they call it, the Feeding of the Multitudes. Now, some call JC a rock star of his day, but that's kind of off. Often as not, rock stars are vain, petulant, demanding twits. I suppose the comparison works in terms of fame. So by this time, JC's fame is really widespread. He can't go anywhere without a crowd gathering. And those crowds aren't interested in autographs or selfies. JC's fame is based on him being a can-do dude, the likes of which the world has never seen. He makes cripples walk and blind men see and deaf guys hear, and in the ultimate demonstration of who he is, he brings dead guys back to life. Well, that beats the hell out of any platinum album. So what happened was he had just learned that his cousin, Wild Man John the Baptist, had been killed, murdered. Herod the king had a bimbo wife who didn't like John, and she demanded his head on a plate, and Herod delivered it. But that's for another Sunday. John and JC were pretty tight, and JC was bummed. So he did what he often did. He hopped in a boat, went out for a sail. JC was always hanging around the water. He dug the beach. While he was out on the water, word got around where he'd be returning, and sure enough, when he gets back to shore, there's a little group of around 5,000, and probably 4,999 of them needed some kind of help. His crew started to disperse the crowd, but JC told them not to. Now, right here is a marvelous lesson for everyone listening, a lesson that's been embraced by all kinds of self-help gurus. When you feel really miserable, as JC did after losing his cousin, the best way to feel better fast is to help someone else. This is a stone fact. I've tried it myself more than once, and it works. So that's exactly what JC did. He talked to the crowd, he healed a bunch. He helps many others, and after a while, he is tired, and everyone is hungry. And one of his apostles comes to him and says, "Hey, boss, you've been going nonstop. It's getting late, and we're in the middle of nowhere here. Why don't me and the guys tell the crowd the show's over and they should head for town and get some food?" And JC says, "Don't do that. Let's give him something to eat right here. Let's have a fish fry." Then he sees a kid with a basket and calls him over. Opens it up, and inside is a couple of fish and 5 loaves of rye, sliced. He asks the kid if he can borrow them for a minute, and JC grabs them and looks skyward and breaks the bread, and suddenly there are many baskets overflowing with fish and bread. Bonfires are lit, and bellies are filled. You know it had to become a party. When people are outdoors in large groups and the grub is limitless, don't they tend to get happy, huh? Sing, dance, have a good time? Of course they do. People have not changed in the slightest since the beginning, and they never, ever will. And then after a fantastic day and evening and the greatest fish fry, they got sleepy. With all their needs met by this big bearded dude, if they had any doubts about his divinity when they showed up, those doubts evaporated forever. They probably just drifted back home to their beds. I wonder how JC felt standing there on that beach as the crowd disappeared and the bonfires grew dim. I bet his heart became heavy again when he thought of his cousin John. But he held it in check. He didn't come unglued and weep on Peter's shoulder. That's another quality JC has that has almost become taboo to emulate. Stoicism. There are some out there who would probably criticize him for his strength, maybe call it toxic masculinity. Why couldn't he be weaker? But the next day would be a new day and a new adventure. And JC knew his separation from John was very temporary. If anyone in the history of the world was certain about reconnecting with those we love on the other side, it was JC. Imagine the stories those 5,000 people told their friends the next day. "Hey, Zig, remember my shoulder beside us? It's gone. That JC guy did it. And then he made everyone dinner. You gotta follow him. He's the truth, man." Talk about viral marketing. The corporate god providers love to make everything about JC serious and sad. Their depictions of him usually feature him near someone terminally ill or maybe on a battlefield, things like that. And that's okay. But it's summertime again. And somewhere, you're bound to find yourself at a picnic or barbecue or clam bake. And it's just as likely JC would be right there with you too, cracking a beer, a joke, and passing the mustard. That's the kind of guy he was. Hey, thanks for hanging with me today. It's always great to see you. If you want to support this ministry, go to patreon.com/thatlarryshow. Want to call a chapel? The number is 302-71-LARRY. And you can always write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. We'll see you soon, and God bless.